We started the week with mixed memories of the big Melbourne Cup win of 93.
Vintage Cop, I got the tip 6 months out.
Yeah.
33-1.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
tell any of my friends.
Oh, that's
no one.
Nice.
It still comes up every Melbourne Cup.
And how much did you win?
It's called $33,000. $1,000 on it. 33-1. Went on a hotel room that night that had a grand piano in it.
Was that the Hackett suite?
No, but I left in a wheelchair like Grand Hackett.
But sadly, there was no repeat this year.
I went down to the police station to report a theft.
Okay.
I named Frankie Vittori. I took $300 worth of bets. One was on Il Paradiso to win, and one was on Il Paradiso and Vow and Declare for a Quinella.
Oh,
$300 outlay would have got me $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Who was on board that horse? Was it Captain Scatino? He would have done a better job of keeping that thing in a straight line.
Jane had this bombshell.
There's a chance that a horse that I've got a little bit of...
What?
Hang on a minute.
A little bit
could
in.
Be
could be running in the...
What the hell?
It'll be very, very. It's
you
a
know
big
what?
Outside
here's,
if it gets through.
Here's my fear.
What?
If it wins,
yes.
there'll be another Australian movie and I'll have to be in it again. Who will play you?
Yeah.
Oh, Olympia Valance.
Okay. Scott Darlow performed his latest single, Forgotten Australia. And he gifted Mick a cowbell signed by Richmond legend Michael Roach.
I formally announced this cowbell open.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the last gift you gave me,
yep.
and they were beautiful. There were two boomerangs for my boys.
Mm.
They're no longer allowed to take them to school.
Were used as weapons.
I believe there was an incident.
Kitty Flanagan let us in on her trick to shut down shop assistant small talk.
I think if you give them a fine or a good, you're saying no follow-up question, please. And I especially don't want, got any plans for the weekend? Oh. I'm 51. No, I don't. Have a look at my purchase. I'm buying beige underpants. I clearly have no plans for the weekend.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers has a new book. And Jane was surprised to discover one particular title listed in his books that blew my mind.
Jane Eyre. By Charlotte Bronte.
That's a book that really blew me away.
So now all I'm seeing is the Red Hot Chili Peppers tour bus coming into town with Flea sitting at the back reading Jane Eyre. What's going on? It's not rock and roll.
My perception of rock and roll and yours might be really different.
I'm trying to imagine your book writing process. I see you sitting down at a table in your underpants with a feather quill.
Yes, there were a lot of underpants involved. But I wore a tweed jacket and had a monocle. And sat by a fireplace with dogs at my feet.
12 bottles of French wine were delivered to the International Space Station.
They're going to find out how weightlessness and space radiation affect the aging process.
In fact, I think they've been serving alcohol in space.
Have they?
For a while. We've got a rare footage of
really?
Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
Oh, have you?
One giant leap for mankind. Come here, Neil. I get stuck, Neil. Please pass. I love you, pass.
Well, what about this one?
Houston, we have a problem.
We only have Merlot.
Santo Chilauro brought in a musical relic to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the D-Gens 5 in a row.
At the risk of sounding like the secret sound competition, what is this sound? It's a casingle.
Oh, my.
A recommended price, $2.99. I wanted to listen to this yesterday and it wouldn't play. It just wouldn't play. One of my boys asked whether it was geo-blocked.
ARIA Hall of Famer John Paul Young joined us and Mick somehow dragged him into questioning the credentials of a certain other inductee.
Darryl Braithwaite is Hall of Fame for his solo work,
which to me is,
I'm not convinced.
He even had a tenuous connection with a Grammy and he tried to throw that one on me once and I wouldn't accept it. Wouldn't accept it.
Just to be clear, you don't think Darryl Braithwaite should be in a Hall of Fame?
Certainly not.
Don't encourage him.
Ahead of taking to the track for Oaks Day riding Jane's horse Victory Approach, Mick had some pressing questions for trainer and jockey Michelle Payne.
What is going on? Like a week ago, Jane didn't even own a horse.
Because
this thing goes, it's in the Oaks.
We had it up for lease and Jane had been an owner with me with Tenacity Me, so it was very nice to be able to offer her a share.
Michelle, how's your weight?
Oh, think about it.
This is a rare opportunity to ask a woman about her weight.
It's going pretty well, actually. I've been working very hard on the farm.
And yesterday, with Jane at Flemington, Adam Rosenbach's co-hosted the show.
As a former greyhound owner, I understand the heights it these days can reach.
The track's been downgraded to wet, and since Jane arrived, the marquees have been upgraded to dry.
There was a microscope on Dave Hughes' racing attire.
I didn't know whether he was attending the races or auditioning for Showboat.
He had a boater hat on.
Was Dave Hughes or was Tom Sawyer at the races?
You know what I'd like to see happen is somehow a young Dave Hughes from 1987 comes to the future and punches an old Dave Hughes.
Don't wear boaters.
And knocks the boater off his hat. Where did that idea come from?
But the week was all about Jane's Oaks journey.
How'd you go? Was it last?
I think she might have come last. But you know what? We were just so excited that we had a runner in the Oaks, and that was the attitude we took all the way.
Congratulations on being in it and being part of it.
Thank you, Rosie, for stepping in. And Nikki, thank you for giving me such a treat.
So, Jane, what has it been like out in the public area this afternoon?
I beg your pardon, I didn't quite catch that.
Again, thanks to Maddie Dow for putting that all together. Our week in review.
And we are done and dusted for another week.